At Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast, 6:15. Welcome to Wednesday morning, a wet Wednesday as well. Our top today, 28 degrees, 21 in Paget. After yesterday's whip around with Anastasia Palaszczuk, details on that coming up after 6 this morning with Rosie in the headline.
Hey, earlier this morning we were just discussing about Christmas and what happens in Jay's family. Basically, he doesn't buy presents for anyone except for the little kids, and that's it.
In my immediate family.
Oh,
so
right.
Not in Jamie's family. Like, we go in halves and we buy gifts on that side. But
yeah.
My mum, my dad, my sisters, my brothers, aunties, uncles, what? No.
See, I find that a little bit weird because, you know, I buy
weird.
At least a little something for everyone. So at least, like, it doesn't have to be a big thing. But something's got to go under the tree.
Might be weird to you. It's not to other people. I've had support on Facebook already this morning.
Well, look, Johnny's also given us a call, mate. What's the rule in your family, mate?
We've got to agree with Jay. I'm pretty much, our family's like Jay's. With where we buy our presents for ourselves, it's sort of, we actually buy our Christmas presents during the year, really.
Yeah.
And we call them Christmas presents, you know. It's I think we've gotten to the point where Christmas these days is just spending the time with each other.
Exactly right.
Whether it's presents or no presents.
Look, I understand that, but doesn't it actually, doesn't it feel good to get a something from someone else, like as a present of some sort, even if it's not what you'd normally get for yourself?
No.
I think I've lost count on how many Lynx packs I've got from people. But, I mean, I'm guessing they just think I'm smelly.
Well, we didn't want to say anything, but, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, it was actually a discussion point at home there a couple of days ago about the present and getting a present under the tree. And we remember one year where we had the best Christmas ever, and we didn't get a single present under the tree.
I have to agree there as well, because so at Jamie's house, or Jamie's parents' house, my partner last year, in the couple of years before, because Mum spends Christmas with her partner and his child, and
sure,
and so we sort of alternate, but there was not a lot of gifts for us. It was all about the kids, but the time that I spent with the family there, having a few drinks and laughs, that was more memorable, more important to me than getting. I got an Apple iWatch from the whole family. They all pitched in to get it.
Yeah,
and I love my watch. I wear it every day. But spending time with them was so much more important to me. But that's just me, though. I know people like presents, but yeah, each to their own.
Yeah, no, I fully agree with you there, Jay, and I'm sure my mum would agree as well. It's more the sentimental value of being with your family and being with friends sometimes outdoes getting the present. A lot of my friends are like, oh, we're going to get your mum something because, you know, she's such an awesome lady. I'm like, well, good luck with that, because it's been very rare for someone to get the correct gift.
Mm. Oh, that's not the point, though. You know, at least it's a bit of something. Doesn't have to be a big thing.
Well, text message or a phone call is just as nice. It's, like you said, it's about spending time with your family. If you've got an opinion, you can call us. 132710 is the phone number with Jay and Dave for Brekkie. It's 12:00 to 6:00 at 888-3-8. Playing Last Word from 8 o'clock this morning. Thanks to Nextra South, Mackay, Miranda, the Jason and the rest of the team have some great stuff in store at the moment.
Look, a couple of hours ago in the show, we were just talking about Christmas presents, you know, because we're getting very close to that period where you've got to go out shopping for the family.
4 weeks to go.
Yep. And you gave me a revelation, which I find foreign, personally.
Yeah.
You said your immediate family, you don't buy gifts for each other at Christmas, and you buy your own. Okay, so basically you get the present you want.
Yeah.
I see, that doesn't comprehend in my mind whatsoever.
Okay, so, and it might be weird to you, but it works for us.
Right.
So my family, the only immediate family I have here in Mackay is just my mum. It's just me and my mum.
Yeah, and you don't buy presents for each other.
No. So having said that, some years mum has bought me something and I've bought something from my mum or whatever.
Yeah.
But most times we're like, oh, you know, do you just want some money? And I'll say, well, you keep on your money. You buy yourself something nice with the money that you were going to spend on my present.
Right.
And I'll go out and buy something that I wanted, or put money towards something that I wanted for my Christmas present, and vice versa.
So does that take away, and I want to ask you this, you know, as a serious question, does that take away some of the specialness when it comes to Christmas Day?
No.
Right, okay.
No. Because to me, Christmas Day is about spending time with your family, with your friends, being together. I think Christmas, this is my opinion,
yeah,
Christmas, I think, is more so about the kids these days, like the gift giving.
Oh, absolutely.
Than it is for the adults. But having said that, obviously adults still do the present thing. But different things work for different families, and it works for ours.
See, for my family, the immediate family buy something for each and every person.
That's too much. Well, too much.
See, that's just part of the way we do it in our household. And then the extended family, because we've got a lot of kids in the extended family, we buy something just for the kids there.
What are the rules in your family for buying gifts at Christmas time? 13, 27, 10. Like, do you just buy them yourself? You keep your present for yourself? Do you buy for every single person? Or do you just buy for the kids? What's the rule in your family? Because everybody has different rules, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. It just seems a little bit foreign to me, that, as I said before. 13, 27, 10. Do you wrap it up, like your present that you bought yourself, and put it under the tree? Or?
Yeah.
Right.
So when I wrap something on Christmas Day.
that's okay, fair enough.
And I do get presents from Jamie, and you know, but between my immediate family, it's not a huge deal. We'll take your calls after Reagan Bowman in just a moment. 20 to 8 here at Triple M. Morning. Reagan Bowman, Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast, 7:45, live this morning. For BOQ, Mackay City in the heart of this community. I was just laughing at some of these responses on our Facebook page. The rules of buying gifts in your family.
Yeah.
Apparently, I've just been called a cheapskate for not buying immediate family members' presents for Christmas.
Look, I wasn't going to say that, okay, but it just sounds a little bit foreign to me.
It's not about that, though. It's not about buying gifts for every person. It's about
spending time with each other. I understand that.
Totally.
Yeah. But, you know, having that gift giving, that's always part of it as well. And if you do something a little bit different, give us a call, 13 27 10.
Even for birthdays, I've said to my mum, don't worry about my birthday. Just a card, a text message, cake, you know, dinner.
Yeah.
That's fine. Don't worry about presents.
I'm surprised you actually said cake once then.
I call cake, breakfast, lunch and dinner on birthdays and Christmases.
Becca is on Facebook, by the way. She says, we only buy gifts for our own kids. I usually make stuff for the other family members, like pickled onions, Rocky Road, relish, rumbles.
Yep.
That's still gift giving, though.
I would prefer that than to go out and buy a gift. Wendy, your thoughts on this whole thing?
That, I believe that your presence is more important than any gift.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Yeah. I recently went to the movies with some of my boys, and we've had an absolute blast. And another one that I don't get to see very often dropped in on Sunday and shared breakfast with me.
Oh, yeah. that's very nice. But it is Christmas as well, you know. That's part of part and parcel of it is the gift giving.
Yeah, but that's commercialised. That's commercialised, though.
I know where you're coming from, Dave. I really do understand that. But I have seen so many dysfunctional families recently that a connection is more important than any gift. And I know a bunch of kids, and when I say kids, they're in their early 20s, but they would love to have spent more time with their parents because they're always at work. And I've told them the different stupid things that I've got up there with my family, and they would have loved that. They really would have loved that. They would have given away any Xbox or any slot time toy to have spent that sort of quality time with their parents.
I agree 110%. Wendy, thank you.
Can't really disagree with that. Look, Sue, what happens in your household for Christmas?
Okay, so we all buy for all the kids, and then we all have a name given to us as our secret Santa for the adults, and we buy one present to the value of $50 for that person.
Yep, fair call.
Oh, okay, fair enough. That's a little. That's taking something from the office or from work and bringing it home, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. And that way all the kids have presents, but the adults, you still get something under the tree when we all meet up.
Because it's not doable having to buy for everyone. If you have a big family, my mum has like 7 brothers and sisters. So if you're buying for every one of those people plus their kids, you're selling your house just to buy presents.
Can't afford that. No. Cost of living's just too much. The kids are lucky they get stuff nowadays.
Oh, when we hear that often. Thank you for the call there, Sue. Appreciate it. Let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. You can find us online, 13 to 8 at Triple M.